Hello there, welcome to the program. If the folklore's anything to go by, all you baby boomers and Gen Xers have probably enjoyed the odd joint. You probably thought you weren't doing yourselves any harm, let alone society. But British writer Peter Hitchens believes cannabis is a new religion. Passing round the joint, it's like Holy Communion. But first, it's probably not a question these days of if, but when. The new Archbishop of Canterbury may be about to heal a major breach in the worldwide Anglican community. This week, 1,300 members of the biblically conservative Fellowship of Confessing Anglicans have gathered in Nairobi for their second major conference. Among them, 331 bishops and 30 archbishops. Their first conference took place in 2008 after liberal Anglicans in the US decided to ordain actively gay and lesbian priests. More orthodox American Anglicans then set up a rival church, but it hasn't been recognised as officially part of the Anglican family, perhaps until now. Earlier, I spoke to Sydney's new Archbishop, Dr. Glenn Davies, who's in Nairobi at the conference. I began by asking if Nairobi was still reeling from last month's terrible attack by the Al-Shabaab terrorist group.
No, we walked freely around the street in groups. We've been advised not to walk around at night time. But no, I've seen no tension at all. And I've spoken to a couple of locals and they said how sad it was and it was an unprecedented attack. But it seems to have quietened down now, as far as I can see.
What about in your discussions with your brother bishops from Africa? Have you talked generally about the tension that exists on the continent, the interreligious tension?
That's a regular piece of conversation, especially with our African bishops. You have militant Islam is a significant feature of their lives, particularly those from Nigeria, and we've got a very large contingent of bishops from Nigeria. Pockets of such things happen around different countries. In Nairobi here, it was unusual, I think, that level of terrorism. But in other places, in Nigeria, it's quite severe.
Given that many of your bishops, as you say, do live daily with this interreligious tension, are you one for interfaith cooperation, for trying to understand the position of countries that are divided, in the case of Nigeria, between Muslims and Christians?
Yes, there's a greater concentration in the northern parts of Nigeria of Muslims, of course, and there are calls for Sharia law. I haven't got direct first-hand experience, but I do know Ben Kwashi, the Archbishop of Jos, and he has a good relationship with the local mullah, and they talk about these very issues to try and work out how can we live together. In earlier centuries, Muslims and Christians lived quite happily together. Often under the Ottoman Empire, there were times of great peace too. But in recent times, there's been this greater activity of fundamentalism among Islamists, which have brought about the kind of things we've seen in the last 40 years or so.
Let's get now to the GAFCON meeting itself, the Global Anglican Futures Conference. Is the issue of homosexuality still at the heart of the GAFCON grievance at some liberal Anglicans elsewhere in the communion embracing same-sex partnerships? Is that still at the heart of your grievance?
I wouldn't say it's the heart of our grievance. It's rather the tip of the iceberg. The fundamental problem is the authority of the scriptures. The area of same-sex relationships within the church is fundamentally against the teachings of the Lord Jesus and the Bible as a whole, and the apostles and the Old Testament prophets. We see this as that breakaway movement, which we saw in North America in particular, was a way of saying, now the spirit of the age is going to dictate the path we travel, rather than the authority of the scriptures. As Anglicans, we are grounded upon the authority of the scriptures, and therefore, whatever area it might be, whether it's materialism, whether it's sexual immorality, whether it's ethics in big business, whether it might be environmental issues as well, all of these issues we want to see through the lens of the Bible.
I'm just wondering, though, how much of the agenda this week at the GAFCON conference will indeed be taken up again with this issue, though, of sexuality that is dividing the Anglican communion?
It's not centre. It's not centre at all. We have about 8 mini-conferences. They range from family and marriage, where it might well come up, but dealing with Islam, materialism, environmental issues, social justice issues. So all these things are part of our agenda. Our theme is actually making disciples for Christ. Sexuality is a minor part in all of that.
Mm. Has the appointment of the new Archbishop of Canterbury, still relatively new, Archbishop Welby, who is an evangelical, has that taken some of the sting out of your grievance or your sense of distance from the previous Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams?
Well, it's certainly true that Rowan Williams kept us at arm's length, and I think that Justin Welby has given strong positive signs of connecting with us. He actually arrived in Nairobi on Sunday. He preached in the cathedral here at Nairobi, and it was presided over by the primate of the Southern Cone, Bishop Tito, and also Archbishop Bob Duncan from the Anglican Church of North America. That was a very significant statement that Welby made just by being here. He couldn't stay this week because he's baptising Prince George. So there are other royal duties which will take his time.
Yes, I do understand, though, Archbishop, he did rather pointedly decline to attend the whole conference as well. I mean, it wasn't just a matter of prior commitments.
I can't answer that question, Andrew, because I haven't spoken to him. All I know is he was only able to come for the Sunday, and he did meet with the primates of the Fellowship of Confessing Anglicans, and I understand that there was a very helpful and productive meeting. They ate together. I know Peter Jensen, my predecessor, he spoke and explained to Justin Welby the origins of GAFCON, why it came about, and its purposes, and what its future direction is. And I understand that was well received by the Archbishop of Canterbury.
You refer, though, to that meeting that Archbishop Justin Welby had with the primates, including, as you say, Bob Duncan. Do you know if he recognised Bob Duncan, who is from the Anglican Church of North America, as an archbishop? Because he is officially now not in communion with the See of Canterbury.
Well, it's a good question to decide whether you're officially in or not. I don't think his predecessor, Rowan Williams, identified him, but I understand Justin Welby sat next to Bob Duncan at the dinner table, and this was a meeting of the primates. So if that's not recognition, I'm not quite sure what recognition would be.
The last GAFCON conference in 2008 preceded the Lambeth Conference, the conference at which all the Anglican bishops throughout the world are invited by their archbishop, the Archbishop of Canterbury. You were one of those, however, who declined to attend Lambeth. Will you be attending the next Lambeth Conference?
Well, Andrew, that is 5 years away. The important thing will be is whether Justin Welby is going to see the Anglican Communion is grounded upon the authority of the Scriptures. If he sees the Anglican Communion is grounded anywhere else than the authority of Scriptures, then it will not be the Anglican Communion as we know it. We are faithful Anglicans. We're not a splinter group. We're not parting the ways. We are standing firm. And in the Jerusalem Declaration, as you probably know, roots ourselves very firmly in the apostles, the creeds, and the councils of the early church, as well as the Reformation documents of the 16th century in the Book of Common Prayer and the 39 Articles. Now, that's where we stand. That's where I believe Justin Welby stands. And I think time will tell, and I think that, in a sense, it's his decision whom he invites to Lambeth, and we'll see what happens from there.
Archbishop Glenn Davies, Archbishop of Sydney, thanks for joining us from Nairobi in Kenya.
Thank you, Andrew.
And you're with me, Andrew West.